USA Radio News.
2021 marked the deadliest year in U.S. history. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there were 3.46 million deaths last year. While COVID was a major contributing factor, the death rates for stroke, liver disease, and cancer all increased. Drug overdose deaths have also risen, although the health agency does not have an exact toll due to the amount of time needed for lab work. Inflation soared over the past year at its fastest pace in more than 40 years. The Labor Department said Tuesday its consumer price index jumped 8.5% in March from 12 months earlier. That makes it the sharpest year-over-year increase since 1981. Actor and comedian Gilbert Godfrey died on Tuesday after a long illness. He was 67. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation, 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation, 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own but get worse.
Reports of Russians kidnapping Ukrainian children is making its way across Europe. Reporter Lance Pry explains.
Ukraine's United Nations ambassador is making a claim Russians are kidnapping Ukrainian children and taking them to Russia.
I would also like to draw the attention of the Security Council to the fact that the invaders have already taken more than 121,000 children out of Ukraine.
Meanwhile, President Joe Biden's administration is expected to announce as soon as Wednesday another $750 million in military assistance for Ukraine. This, according to Reuters. The equipment would be funded using presidential drawdown authority, which the president can authorize the transfer of articles and services from U.S. stocks without congressional approval. And a California woman admitted she faked her 2016 kidnapping. The lawyer for Sherry Papini said she signed a plea agreement on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
There are still unconfirmed reports that Russia is using chemical weapons against Ukraine, and the U.S. is trying to nail down the facts.
The United States can't confirm reports that Russia may have deployed chemical weapons in the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol.
We had credible information that Russian forces may use a variety of riot control agents, including tear gas mixed with chemical agents.
So says Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Blinken calling it an issue of great ongoing concern. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
On Tuesday, the South Dakota House impeached State Attorney General Jason Ravensburg over a 2020 fatal crash in which he initially told authorities he thought he'd struck a large animal. Instead, when returning to the scene the next day, he discovered the body of a 55-year-old man. Ravensburg will at least temporarily be removed from office. It takes a two-thirds majority to convict on impeachment charges. Thinking of traveling this summer? Make sure you budget extra for gas. Gas prices, when adjusted for inflation, are expected to average $3.84 per gallon for regular gas this summer, the highest level since 2014. These numbers come from the U.S. Energy Information Administration. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.